After riding around with him, come to find out, yeah, he's got an arsenal. He's got pistols. He's got rifles. You know, he's got this pistol. He's waving it around. He's doing this. And I told him, hey, you know, why don't you put those in the trunk of the car? We stopped at a restaurant and ordered and ate sandwiches in the car. I bought a six-pack of beer. He pulled this pistol back out, and I asked him why he got the pistol out. And he, you know, kind of laughed, rolled the window down, and fired the pistol outside the car. And I asked him to please put it up. And I think he handed me the pistol, and I put it under the driver's seat. Anyway, we left, and we drove back towards Dallas, and we drove to the motel. When I walked in, the television was on, and my brother was sleeping. He had been home this whole time that I had been gone. So I sat there and watched the end of the Carol Burnett show. When it went off, the news came on, and I watched 15, 20 minutes of the news. I turned the TV off and went to sleep.
He didn't remember anything about a shooting. He didn't remember anything about a police officer stopping him or anything. He just, that part of his mind just conveniently went blank.
He remembered driving the car, and he remembered approaching the scene of the shooting. And then from that point, he blacks out and can't remember until he gets to the motel room, which is some 10 minutes later. Everything else he remembers vividly. And that's just a convenient memory lapse is all that is.